Today is Tuesday, August 12th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Vinyl Record Day. It's also National Middle Child Day. And last but not least, it's National Julianne Fries Day. And I'm not sure that this photo that they have here is actually fries. It looks more like a stir fry. But Julianne Fries, I would assume, are really crispity crunchity. Really crispity crunchity, which I like. But they have to be eaten really quickly because they don't maintain their crispity crunchity-ness. That's what I'll say. So, Gary in Portland messaged in and said Amsterdam is in Holland. Because I said I've never been to Holland, but I've been to Amsterdam. So I'm going to ask Alice, because I'm not sure about this one. I tried to Google it and it said Amsterdam is in the Netherlands. But let's see what Alice has to say. Let's see. Where did it go? Hopefully this works. Hey Alice, where is Amsterdam in Holland, or is Holland a separate country?
Hey Adam, sure thing. Let's clear that up with a little dash of cleverness. So Amsterdam is indeed in Holland, but here's the forward-thinking geography twist. Holland isn't actually a country on its own. It's a region. Well, two regions, North Holland and South Holland, within the Netherlands. The Netherlands is the country and Holland is just a part of it. So Amsterdam is very much Dutch and definitely not a separate country. Hope that helps and keeps the geography compass spinning in the right direction.
But is Amsterdam in Holland?
Absolutely. Let's just put it plainly. Amsterdam is indeed in Holland. Specifically, it's in the province of North Holland, which is part of the Netherlands. So if anyone ever asks, yep, Amsterdam is in Holland and Holland is in the Netherlands. Just a little geographical puzzle piece for the day.
All right. Well, there you go. I was wrong. But Holland is not a country. So, and Amsterdam is not a country. It's the capital of an area. Actually, I don't think it's even the capital. Anyway, it's in the Netherlands. They're both in the Netherlands. You're right, Gary, that Amsterdam is in Holland. So I guess I have been to Holland, which is weird, but it's not a country. So I guess the correct answer is I've been to the Netherlands is where I've been, which includes Holland, but Holland is not the country. There we go. Maybe we've all learned something here. Maybe I was the only one that learned something. I'm not really sure, but I've been to the Netherlands. And specifically Amsterdam, which is in Holland, which is a region, which is weird. It must be like people from Europe or other countries trying to figure out states and towns and like the capitals of states. Although I think in the U.S. we have it pretty, you know, there are weird things in other countries. Like, for instance, the United Kingdom, I believe, is the country. But Scotland, Wales, Ireland are all part of that. But they're not called states. Anyway, look, I'm going to say something stupid here. But there are different ways of situating ourselves that other countries do. And so I feel like it can just be confusing when you're not part of those countries, areas, whatever the case may be. And as Daniel has said multiple times, I am part of the USA school system, and I just went to a publicly funded school. I didn't go to any private schools. So, you know, geography, who knows? Geography might not be my best subject, we'll say. All right, so we were talking about the weekend, and we'll go ahead and finish that up. So we did, as I was saying, we had lunch and watched a movie with my parents. And like I was saying, the sketch movie, although it wasn't bad, it was really a kid's movie for helping a kid deal with grief. I can see a therapist prescribing this movie to a child who's been through the loss of a parent or something like that. And, but it's a, you know, the child actors did a good job. I felt like they acted. One of the bully, air quotes, I felt like did a really good job acting. I enjoyed his role specifically. Would I watch it in a movie theater? No, I would not watch it in a movie theater. But if you're sitting around on a Saturday and you don't have anything to watch, and maybe you have some kids over, I don't know, maybe you have your relatives over or something like that, that would be good. Throw this on. It is not bad at all. I think it has a total of 75 on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. So it's not a bad movie. And then we left from the movie theater and we came home just to be home for, because the movie was over at 4 o'clock, I think, but we didn't want to eat dinner until 6 or 7. And we were eating dinner. We're doing our normal Tonty Town Grape Festival. It is that time of year. I know Daniel came and we took him to the Grape Festival and he was not super impressed with the chicken dinner, but it's a tradition, you know, it raises money for the church, the Catholic church there on the corner, so they can maintain the building and all that kind of stuff. They're the ones that throw the Grape Festival every year. I think one of the main reasons that there's a, and it's not bad, but one of the main reasons, the main things they could improve on the spaghetti is the pasta that they make is super thin, but I think they cook it too long. And so it ends up being overcooked and a little bit mushy. But it's a tradition and we like to go and we love the grape ice cream. So we went, it was super hot. I finished recording Throwing Down because Joe and I had not finished recording Throwing Down. And then Mark and I think he took a nap or something because he was tired. And then we decided around 6, we were going to head to the Grape Festival because I couldn't remember what time we normally would go to the Grape Festival. Normally, we don't eat at 6 o'clock. Normally, we eat around 7 or 7:30, sometimes 8. And, but I couldn't remember when we normally would go. And Mark couldn't remember either. And I know there are always lines for things. There's always lines for the chicken dinners. There's always lines for the ice cream. And we wanted to make sure that they didn't run out of food or something. So I was like, let's go ahead and go at 8 or 6. Sorry. So we got in the car. We went to the, and we have this parking space that we always use. We park by this other church that's next to the park. The park that we hang out in and play Pokemon in is right across the street from where they have the Grape Festival. And usually we can find a parking space in the church there. Even though they set up pay parking lots all over the place, for whatever reason, this church allows people to park there for free, or at least they don't have any signs up that say you can't. And a lot of people park there, and we've never been towed when we park there. So we drove there and yep, we were able to find a parking space right away. We walked over. It was super hot. Mark is super affected. He sweats really heavily when it's hot outside. And it was hot. It was in the 90s. I don't know what it was, but I don't sweat as much. I do sweat, but I don't sweat as much as Mark does. And so we went and, you know, he waited in line and got the tickets for the, because you there's one line for the tickets for the food and then there's another line for the food. So normally you would wait in line for the food ticket, buy your tickets, and then get in the other line. And both lines were short, which is unusual because, so we're thinking maybe we normally get there a little bit later, maybe around 7, and maybe that's when the lines pick up as well. But it, like I said, it was super hot and Mark was just dripping with sweat. But he got the tickets. I was in line for the food. We were able to get our chicken dinners and our bottle of water. And we found a place to sit in the shade under a tent. Because again, it was early and I guess people had not started, or the crowds had not started showing up for the evening yet. And the chicken and spaghetti was good. The chicken was, actually, I thought the chicken was especially good this year. The spaghetti was the normal texture that it is, but it tasted good. And they have rolls that I really like. I really like their yeast roll. And they have a little salad that brings a little freshness. So we had that in our bottle of water. And then we went, and after we were finished, Mark was sitting, he took his, well, he had a tank top on, and then he had a button-up shirt over it. He took the button-up shirt completely off and was fanning himself with the lid of the container for the chicken. He was so hot. Well, anyway, then we went over and got grape ice cream, and we ate our grape ice cream as we walked back to the car because there was nothing else we wanted to see. The tradition is really all about eating the chicken dinner and the grape ice cream. That's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.